WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Tonight's First Friday activities in downtown Bryan includes a 100th birthday party.
100 years ago, on April 6th, the Queen was actually had its current name given to them by Mr. Fairman.
Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Bryan Association says a centennial observation will be held tonight at 6. A third man has been charged with arson from a residential fire in College Station more than 5 years ago. 24-year-old Joshua Brinkman of Caldwell is accused of not stopping a man who was convicted by a jury of setting a fire at 1112 Todd Trail. Four people who were inside were not hurt. The fire caused an estimated $118,000 damage. 24-year-old Edward Monroe began serving a 6-month jail sentence last November, which will be followed by 10 years probation. Brinkman remains in jail in lieu of $12,000 bond. The third co-defendant, 23-year-old Philip Musia Jr., entered a plea agreement 3 years ago. More than 150 threatening and annoying emails in the last 6 weeks led to the arrest of a Bryan man. 43-year-old James Bryant was out of jail in 90 minutes after posting bond following his arrest by College Station police. The victim originally reported being harassed by Bryant in January of last year. According to the arrest report, numerous emails last year led to Bryant being warned by police in December to stop. Investigators reported the emails continued to the victim's personal and work accounts, where the level of threatening increased. 115 emails were sent during a 5-day stretch in February and 40 on one day in early March. College Station police responding to a criminal mischief call in mid-March has led to an arrest on child endangerment charge. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 21-year-old Ja'Cory Bircher is accused of leaving a 5-month-old unsecured during a high-speed ride through College Station in Bryan.
Mr. Bircher had been involved in a verbal altercation with an estranged family member. Mr. Bircher then fled the scene with a small child in his vehicle and sped away at a high rate of speed.
Flieger says the child was given to another family member. A College Station man is in jail after Bryan police say he assaulted two people Wednesday night while searching for a place to sleep. Police say 20-year-old Christopher Edwards admitted to smoking meth and taking multiple shots of alcohol. Officer Callie McKeithen says Edwards was found in the car of an employee at Fatty's Smoke Shop on Texas Avenue. The employee tried to remove him and was punched in the face. McKeithen says Edwards fled but was found a block away when police responded to an attempted home invasion.
As he's trying to get into the house, he gets in an altercation with the resident there, and they subdued him until police officers could arrive.
Edwards was arrested for public intoxication, assault, and 2 counts of trespassing. Before and after the College Station City Council made it more difficult on door-to-door salespeople and other solicitors, a recurring comment has been concern about allowing the activity to take place until 30 minutes after sunset. Assistant Police Chief Billy Couch told the council the start and end times were discussed while making proposed changes.
We stay kind of consistent with the transportation code for your headlights or hunting codes for hunting. Mm-hmm. Is 30 minutes after sunset is pretty standard language for when dark should occur.
CSPD plans to start enforcement of the new regulations on Sunday, the first day it takes effect. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwerneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
Zwerneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station. Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect this morning. Severe thunderstorms will roll through early on this morning. They'll give way to partial clearing later today. Highs near 70. Watch out for high winds as well as some hail. Clouds return tonight. There could be a few showers, 50 overnight. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 55. More showers and thunderstorms are possible Sunday. Highs are going to be near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports. We've got SEC action for A&M baseball. Jeff Gordon, NASCAR driver on the A&M campus, and Johnny Manziel wants the house that Johnny built, but somebody already has that copyright written. We'll have all that and more coming up with sports for you in just a bit.
That right written.
Written?
Yep. Uncle Bubba's Seafood Oyster House is closed.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she ain't laughing. Paula Deen's original Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House has apparently closed down for good. TMZ reports the company did not tell the employees ahead of time. Instead, workers showed up for work yesterday morning to find a sign taking down appliances had been removed from the restaurant. The only explanation posted was on the Facebook page that said, "Thank you for 10 great years. Bubba's is now closed."
Just like that.
I'm telling you. If you'll remember, that was the general manager there at Bubba's who said that she'd use that word that got all the kerfuffle started.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but wash your ears out with this. Willie Nelson's gotten his armadillo back.
Yes, I heard he's armadillo napped.
Yes, the stuffed armadillo serves as an onstage mascot, kidnapped from a Las Vegas area show Monday night.
Dillo napped.
Yeah, the old Dillo. The New York Post says, it vanished at the Westin Hotel while Willie did a meet and greet with audience members. The marketing director for Matt Bolin for Westin Hotels said he got a call in the middle of the night from a member of Willie's crew asking him to check the security footage for any sign of old Dillo disappearing. By the next morning, says he was outside the hotel Tuesday when an unidentified apologetic man drove up and handed him a shoebox and instructions on how to return it to Mr. Nelson. So, there you go. All's right in Willie's world one more time. That's a good thing. I'd hate for him to be distraught. Just in case you thought we'd used up all the ideas for television shows.
Oh, boy.
No.
Well, we got Naked and Afraid, and yesterday we discussed Just Afraid.
We did. Esquire Network has picked up a second season of its show about youth football called Friday Night.
Oh, it's awesome.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, it's an interesting show to watch. It really and truly is.
Go ahead, I'm listening. What makes it interesting?
It's just fascinating to watch the different approaches that these teams take just outside of San Antonio with these young men playing football. From "go kill Ra" to "now look, we've got to work harder at this."
Uh-huh.
And it's just really kind of a neat show. And if you grew up playing Texas football, it's even neater.
I used to coach against a guy who was like that, and he would tell his defense, "Go get the Dr. Peppers out of their refrigerator." That's what he would say to them. They were pretty good. They were all right. Anyway, Deadline reports the controversial first season had the coaches in the show suspended over some of their instructions to their players. One for telling his players to hit an opponent in the head, and another for leading his 8 and 9-year-old players in a profane cheer. Well,
and I didn't see that.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad that we in Texas could be doing that. All right, Friday Night. So now, Patrick, you've watched it, have you?
No. I talked about it on Peace a few months ago.
Okay.
And the question was, you know, is it sort of like the little girls on the runway. You know,
oh, yeah.
Is that appropriate?
No.
You
I
know,
don't think
I don't think so either. But we were talking about is it right to start kids at, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old hitting each other in pads?
Yeah.
I waited till I was 10.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just
I had finally worn my mother down by then, and she said, "All right, fine, just go play."
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I coached boys club football, and I don't remember how old they were. I mean, obviously they were young, and I don't know why I didn't win. I had the entire city of College Station. Why? But I didn't. No, we did all right. But anyway, but that's I'm not sure. I don't know exactly how I feel about that. It's obvious that when they get bigger and faster and stronger. The other thing is, I don't know about equipment now, especially for youth football. You know,
it looks a whole lot better than what I played.
Well,
in, I will tell you
that. Yeah, I understand that, but you know, if it's not of the highest quality or it has to get passed down from year to year,
I don't think they do that. I think the kids buy their own stuff because I remember the youth league that I played in.
Yeah.
You showed up on equipment day and they gave you everything.
Right.
And some
of
that stuff was older than I was.
Yeah, I understand. Now that's kind of how I would have perceived that. Netflix doing a series about Pablo Escobar and the Medellin cartel. During the height of its operations, the cartel reportedly doing about $60 million in drug trafficking a day.
Whoa!
Yeah. Then a special Colombian police force, of course, created to hunt him down in December 1993, able to find him in Medellin, and the shootout ensued. Hollywood Reporter says the show, called Narcos, will run for 10 episodes beginning in 2015. So I guess we'll get to hear at least one version of that story.
Well, that was after he had arrested himself and built a mansion as a prison.
Yeah, there you go. He did things pretty much his way. If you're headed to New York City this summer, you might be able to do something I don't know that they've ever done before on Broadway. There will be Thursday afternoon performances. They're going to do Mamma Mia and Cinderella and The Phantom of the Opera, at least for right now. So they're adding a Thursday matinee to the weekly schedule. Usually axing the Wednesday night performance or the Sunday matinee. Union rules say Broadway can only do 8 shows a week. So by adding the Thursday matinee, especially for things that are, these are pretty family friendly, we're talking about with Cinderella and Mamma Mia and Phantom, except when the chandelier falls. Especially the family friendly musicals and music, the tourists.
Spoiler.
Yeah, really. Okay, if you didn't know by now. Anyway, that gives them more time to go do other stuff during the weekend in New York, a la spend more money.
Go see Wicked.
Super fun. Did you go see that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I hear it's pretty popular.
Did you catch Dirk Nowitzki on Conan?
No.
He got Dirk gave him a Texan citizenship test.
Oh, really?
I have a little sampling of that if you'd
like
to hear.
I'd like to hear that.
I am ready. Let's do it. Here we go.
All right, here we go. What is the state nickname of Texas?
The Lone Star State.
It gets better. It gets better.
Who is the current governor of Texas?
Rick Perry.
And still better. Yeah.
The city of Dallas was founded by whom?
J.R. Ewing.
Name the largest dome in Texas.
Dr. Phil.
What is the leading cause of heart attacks in Texas?
Tony Romo.
Very nice. Very nice.
This is the one I want
What's
you to
What's over yonder?
Everything that's not under yonder.
I was wrong. It's the state flower.
Which two foreign countries does Texas border?
Mexico and the United States.
All right, we can cut it off there. If you want, it's on YouTube. If you want to see.
No, I
want
to hear.
Oh well, let's go.
Let's go. Go. It's good. No. It's good stuff.
Name a progressive children's book based in Texas.
The Queer Steer Named Amir.
What is my NBA nickname?
Your NBA nickname is the Dunking Deutschman.
I think I skipped past
Correct.
It.
Correct.
Okay.
I would have also accepted.
This is.
Let's see if this is it here. Well, he says.
Name a progressive.
All right, all right. He said the state flower was beef and the state bird was beef.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's it.
So now who was that?
Dirk Nowitzki. Conan's in Dallas right now for the NCAA.
For the basketball.
Yeah, the basketball.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's now. You know, they're doing something kind of interesting with the basketball game this weekend. By the way, I think ESPN announced that there were 11 million people who got into their
bracket.
Yeah, that deal. And apparently they asked how many of them had the Final Four. And when I find it, I'll let you know what the numbers were. Yeah, we'll do that in the next half hour. But they're also going to do something pretty interesting with the broadcasts. In the meantime, Missouri women who can burp on command. Didn't know the steak was known for that, but anyway, they're
being... That's a segue.
Is that the show me steak?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the hear me steak now.
Right. Being given the opportunity to earn some extra cash, an ad agency in St. Louis says they will pay women $750 for their belches. If they're looking for anything from small, quiet burps to your big, monstrous, loud ones, the unidentified agency plans to record the burps for a soft drink commercial. That's fine, but, you know, be careful if you decide to do that, what you sign, because it could end up as outtakes on YouTube. You know, that kind of thing can happen. Was there, I don't know if either of y'all saw, there apparently was video of there may have been a super volcano eruption in Yellowstone?
No.
Yeah, the latest evidence coming from bloggers on a website who say that buffalo and other animals were spotted migrating away from an area. They put that together with all the recent seismic activity, and there were people who were concerned about that. Experts say that there's no way to know exactly when or if the supervolcano will erupt, but the fact that there are animals moving away from there means that there may have been a pre-shock that we don't notice because we don't walk around, you know, bare feet. You know, we've talked about that before because we're all, you know, because we wear shoes, we can't feel the things that animals do. And because when the big tsunami happened, that's what they were discussing. So anyhow, if you hear about it, remember that we talked about it on April the 4th, so there may be one coming up. It's 7:21.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the Can't Miss Car Buying Event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield. Stock number 147.99, 2008 Suzuki Reno. Selling price $50.59, 60 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Are stocks in a bubble? Is the crash point coming? Call Lear Capital now at 1-800-957-GOLD to learn how rising debt could gut your savings and retirement accounts. The last debt crisis saw $10 trillion of debt wipe out $7 trillion of wealth. Will the next crisis be worse? Don't let it happen again. Call Lear now for your free gold and silver decision guide. See how gold and silver protected investors in the last crisis and can help protect your wealth from the next. Call 1-800-957-4653. That's 800-957-GOLD.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. The final four, 11 million people, in the tournament bracket, 612 people got the final four right.
Wow, that's not bad.
No, I think not. no perfect brackets, as we know. So it's Connecticut, Florida, Kentucky, Wisconsin. Famous alums from these schools. From Connecticut, Meg Ryan, Ron Palillo. That's Horshack, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
From Florida, Faye Dunaway, Wendy's owner Dave Thomas, and the guy who owns the New York Yankees, Hal Steinbrenner. From Kentucky, of course, Ashley Judd, because we've talked about that, because Ashley won't deal with people this time of year. Mitch McConnell and Story Musgrave, who's an astronaut. And from Wisconsin, Bud Selig, Dick Cheney, Frank Lloyd Wright, Don Ameche, Boz Scaggs, and Steve Miller.
So big music school.
Yeah, no kidding. Apparently so. So that's that. And I guess we've got that on the radio here on 1150. Is that right? Do we know?
I think so, yes.
Okay, well, if it's not there, it's someplace else. Interesting story about Jeopardy. Did you hear what happened on Jeopardy? We're going to talk about this next hour. Somebody kind of threw some stuff back at Alex Trebek.
Yeah, hacked on him for his suit.
Yeah, all right. If you're a ZZ Top fan, they're going to hit the road this summer with Jeff Beck.
Wow.
Co-headliners, as a matter of fact. Jeff going on first, then ZZ Top, and then they'll do a third set together. Tour starts August the 8th, finishes just down the road September 12th at the Woodlands. That'll probably be a pretty fun time.
It is one of the more entertaining concerts I've ever seen.
Yeah. Here's former smoker fun. Christina Jones here to talk about Vape Geek, the first and best electronic cigarette store in the Brazos Valley. Tell us, Christina, how did you get started with these cigarettes in your business?
I had looked at e-cigarettes websites and found so much conflicting information that I ended up waiting a couple of years to start. After that, it was a constant flow of people asking about my electronic cigarette, and so my husband got the bright idea that we should check into this business.
So what exactly do you sell in your e-cigarette store?
At Vape Geek, we sell everything you need to get started vaping. We sell starter kits, e-liquid, extra batteries, and more advanced mods as well. We will teach you how to use them and help you troubleshoot any problems you may have. There's about a month's learning curve for new users where they are trying to make sense of everything. Something that's very important to us is honesty, and we promise you that what you see is what you get here at Vape Geek. We will never sell you something and tell you it's genuine when it's really a knockoff. We sell authentic Joytech, Kanger, Inokin, Vision, and other brands.
Make the switch. Go to vapegeek.com for more information. That's VAPEGEEK.com.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Good morning, it's 725. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year check to make sure that your unit's working properly. 690-2278. Here we go with the weather. Going to be kind of breezy today. High will be 70, but probably won't feel like it because we'll have north winds 15 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Then tonight, 50 will be our low. There's a 50-50 chance of showers now on Saturday night, and Sunday, 40% on Sunday night. Temps each day probably will be in the upper 60s, and just heads up, on Sunday night, our low will be 49. Now, we'll start next week, pretty ideal, lower 70s and sunshiny skies. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 12, and we've got fair skies and 55 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Back in 2009, when Obama was pushing for hundreds of billion dollars in porculous spending, controversy erupted over remarks by the CEO of Caterpillar, James Owens. Obama claimed that Owens told him that if the porculous bill passed, that he would start rehiring people.
I think that's Rush from yesterday. I really do. So let me see if we can find one for today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Another 5-4 Supreme Court decision has the liberals ticked off for a change. With the election cycle gearing up, the timing on this is perfect. The Supremes struck down limits on aggregated campaign donations. In other words, on the amount an individual can spend on a number of candidates. The court said that such limits violate free speech rights. Justice Stephen Breyer, one of the court liberals, laid out the main talking point that libs will use to slam this decision. Reading his dissent from the bench, Breyer said, "If Citizens United opened a door, today's decision will open the floodgates. The left is panicked. Too much money will be given to candidates they oppose." Now, the 2010 Citizens United case allowed evil corporations to participate in the election process. Liberals have been in perpetual outrage ever since. This latest case, McCutcheon v. FEC, is going to send them into orbit. Individual donors can now fund as many candidates as they want, just as newspapers cable news outlets and labor unions can endorse as many candidates as they want. Now, what should frighten liberals even more is the thought that Justice Clarence Thomas might one day get his way. Justice Thomas made no secret of the fact that he would have gone even further and would get rid of all limits on political donations. God bless him. What a nightmare for liberals, because their big money edge, mostly funded by labor unions, would evaporate overnight.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
During tax season, LifeLock reminds us that identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions.
WTAW News time is 7:30. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Sunday is the first day of College Station's updated regulations on door-to-door salespeople and other solicitors. Police plan to enforce the tougher ordinance right off the bat. Violators face a maximum fine of $500. City Attorney Carla Robinson responded to a question from Councilman Carl Mooney last week about why there's not a minimum fine.
I believe our general penalty provisions in our code of ordinance set a minimum fine of $25, but the judge would have discretion on the fine amount. He'll usually determine a standard fine for each offense, but it would be up to the judge's discretion.
And that would be, and court costs would be in addition to the fine?
Yes.
The tougher ordinance includes a $50 registration fee that covers all members of a solicitation group. That's a charge that will be monitored if it takes care of staff time and expenses to issue identification badges and pay for the administration by the police department. A third man has been charged with arson from a residential fire in College Station more than 5 years ago. 24-year-old Joshua Brinkman of Caldwell is accused of not stopping a man who was convicted by a jury of setting fire at 1112 Todd Trail. Four people who were inside were not hurt. The fire caused an estimated $118,000 damage. 24-year-old Edward Monroe began a six-month jail sentence in last November, which will be followed by 10 years probation. Brinkman remains in jail in lieu of $12,000 bond. The third co-defendant, 23-year-old Philip Musia Jr., entered a plea agreement 3 years ago. A Bryan man caught last summer by DPS troopers with marijuana has led to him going to prison for selling drugs 4 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 25-year-old Terrence Henry had his probation revoked and will serve 10 years for selling PCP and marijuana. A Bryan resident tells police he heard someone trying to open their door Wednesday night. He grabbed his rifle and told the would-be intruder to leave. Instead, 20-year-old Christopher Edwards of College Station is accused of grabbing the gun from the resident and trying to force his way inside. After a brief fight, Edwards was subdued until police arrived. Officer Kelly McKeithen says an hour earlier, Edwards was found in a parked car belonging to an employee of Fatty Smoke Shop on Texas Avenue.
It didn't appear like he was trying to steal anything. He was just sitting in the vehicle. And I think it was due to his intoxicated state that he did not realize that he was in someone else's vehicle. He didn't want to get out. He refused to get out. They finally got him out. There was an altercation that occurred between the owner of that vehicle and Mr. Edwards.
The employee didn't require medical attention. Edwards, who told police he was looking for a place to sleep and admitted being under the influence of alcohol and meth, was arrested for assault, trespassing, and public intoxication. It wasn't an April Fool's Day prank that two men were repossessing a pickup, nor was it a joke to the owner. Bryan police arrested 43-year-old Francisco Calderon for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The repossessors told officers Calderon hit them with a 4-foot-long posthole digger handle, and they were threatened with a 24-inch machete. Calderon remains jailed on a hold for immigration authorities. A Bryan woman working as a caretaker for an elderly College Station couple is accused of illegally making charges on their debit card. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 52-year-old Helen Brisby, also known as Helen Golson, was arrested for making five purchases totaling $7,600 without consent.
The suspect was picked out of a photo lineup by witnesses identifying Ms. Golson as being the person who had utilized the debit card without consent to make purchases and ATM withdrawals.
Flieger says charges against Brisby, who's been in jail since March 24th, were enhanced due to prior convictions. The U.S. Supreme Court did not stop Thursday night's execution of a Texas serial killer whose attorneys wanted the state to release information about where it gets its lethal injection drug. Texas prison officials say drug supplier information must be kept secret to protect the provider from threats of violence. In a related story, an analysis by the Associated Press shows the state is conducting no investigations about alleged threats to pharmacies or are refusing to acknowledge investigations are underway. The cleanup continues from last month's oil spill in the Houston Ship Channel. 465 people are working along the Gulf shoreline at Matagorda Island, Mustang Island, and Padre Island. They found dozens of dead birds in the carcasses of two dolphins and two freshwater turtles. More than 119,000 pounds of oil-soaked sand and debris has been removed. A proclamation begins First Friday tonight in downtown Bryan. Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Bryan Association says it's to celebrate the 100th birthday of the Queen Theater.
And then we're going to, of course, have birthday cupcakes for that to celebrate right in front of the Queen. And that all starts at 6 p.m. to kick off First Friday.
Other activities include the A&M School of Public Health launching National Public Health Week, and that's with a cash dash, which is finding hidden geocaches in downtown Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 52 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
A budded vine and roses in bloom reveal that spring is here. The 30th annual Wine and Roses Festival will take place at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort in Bryan, Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Entrance to the festival is free. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Visit MessinaHoff.com today or call 778-WINE.
Join Bryan Broadcasting on Saturday, April 12th from 9:30 until noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration, presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and, of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture taken with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for the kite flying contest. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/Easter.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for the area until 11 this morning. Severe thunderstorms this morning could produce high winds, also some large hail, vivid lightning, and heavy rain. They'll end later this morning. It'll become partly sunny late today. Highs near 70. Clouds return tonight. There's the chance of a shower 50. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow 65 to 70. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday, too. Highs will be close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No, come on.
And then the sports guy said what?
You know, lots and lots of competition. You know, all four of those guys have really different skills.
And they have been showing those skills during spring football. An embarrassment of riches for A&M football in terms of running backs with four guys vying for the top slot. Also, we've got more information on Fight Texas Aggie Baseball. They kick off a three-game set tonight against Alabama. Plus, Jeff Gordon is in town for the Aggie race car. We'll have that plus a whole lot more coming up here in just a little bit in sports. I like the idea of vivid lightning, by the way.
Vivid lightning.
That's what he said, vivid lightning.
Yeah, okay. What is that? Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was kind of a cool way to say a lot of lightning.
Well, it's more vivid at night than it is during the day, so that works. Okay, a couple of things you're probably building your weekend around. Soap Opera with Swords premieres Sunday night on HBO.
That's
season
true.
Four. So you'll be
one of us is.
Yeah. Big fan of that, are you?
I enjoy it.
You enjoy it. Yeah, I understand. Well, that's the thing. You can capture it and go back and look at it. You know, it's your own. You know. Then the other thing is the you know, the basketball tournament, which is going on in, as Jim Nance kept referring to it last week, North Dallas. It's in North Dallas. Or North Texas. He said North Texas. And actually, it's, and it is. It's not in Dallas proper. It's at the AT&T Stadium.
Jerry there. World.
Jerry World. Just so you know, if everything goes according to schedule, we certainly hope that it will. Florida and Connecticut tipping off at 5:09 Central Time, okay? And then 7:49 for the final the final semifinal game. And then the finals happen on Monday night. Now, what's different and interesting this year is broadcast partners CBS and Turner having a new and special plan for the Final Four team-specific broadcasts.
Yep.
You tune in to TNT or True TV during each game to get an alternate feed featuring intentionally slanted announcers calling the action.
Well, it'd be like listening to Dave South.
Well, TNT will carry Florida's team cast. True TV will carry UConn's version. Second game, TNT will carry the Kentucky slant. And True TV will carry Wisconsin version.
Interesting.
It is. It's interesting. Also interesting, the Queen met the Pope yesterday. And for the first time on Thursday.
Interesting.
She decided to give him a dozen eggs and a bottle of whiskey.
What?
I'm just saying.
Happy Easter.
Vatican officials said that the Pope would likely share the food with other residents of the guest house where they lived since his election. Queen and Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, met the Pope in a modern room attached to the Vatican audience hall without any kind of pomp and circumstance. They just kind of did a shake and howdy, and here's your bourbon and eggs, and go for it, you know? So, just saying.
Were they hard-boiled?
Don't know. Can't tell you. That's basically all I know about that.
That's just... what a weird present.
For the Star Wars freak who's got everything, we now have one more gift for you. Star Wars fans can start your mornings with the dark side of the Force. It's the Darth Vader toaster. Shaped just like the helmet, okay?
Ah.
The Star Wars... thank you. One more time. The second time this week, right? The second Star Wars themed toaster will burn the image of Vader and the Star Wars logo on your morning toast. So, $44.99 to answer your question. All right, note to bombers, you should be aware of daylight saving time and make the appropriate adjustments.
Oopsie.
Oh, man.
Aside from that, it was fine, huh? The United Kingdom switched to daylight saving time last Sunday. And police in Ireland believe that may have been the reason why the only person injured in the car bomb the next day was the person who made the bomb. Attached to a businessman's SUV, it exploded, destroying the car, blowing the doors off of a nearby home. But the only person injured, the alleged bomber who fled the scene in a taxi.
If we could guarantee one or two of these a year, I might be okay with keeping daylight savings time.
Yeah, if you could, yeah.
Saving time.
That would be reason enough to be able to do that.
All they could hear just before the explosion was, I kill you!
16-year-old girl in England wedged herself into a storm drain while trying to retrieve her cell phone.
Yep.
Ella Breikenock was walking down the street in Dover when she dropped her cell phone down the drain, climbed in the hole, get the phone out, ended up getting stuck up to her waist. One witness said she was more concerned about getting her phone back rather than getting herself out of the drain. Rescuers pulled her to safety. She ran straight home. She was unhurt. Maybe the most embarrassing thing, it was a BlackBerry.
Speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One, when people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here
at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet. Kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
When it comes to professional-grade mowers, why let the pros have all the fun? The John Deere Z915B is what pros use for large property lawns. But why pay a pro $200 a month to mow yours when you can own this John Deere for half that? Because Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has them for only $7,149. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends March 31st, 2014. Restrictions apply. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for complete details and financing options.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're a parent, I'm sure you've handed out your share of timeouts. I know I have. But they're a great way to help kids cool off when they're emotional and in the moment. But did you know timeouts could be good for husbands and wives too? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Some of the ugliest conflicts in marriage are the result of spouses reacting instead of responding to one another. She says or does something, and he fires right back with a thoughtless word of anger. The next thing you know, a simple disagreement has escalated into all-out conflict. It's a common problem in most relationships, but if ignored, it can do serious damage to a marriage. So it might surprise you that one of the best solutions for taming marital conflicts comes right out of parenting handbooks. Take a time out. The primary rule of timeouts is to call one as soon as you feel you're getting upset. Tell your spouse, "I'm upset and I need a break before I can discuss this. Can we just take an hour or so before moving on?" Be sure to negotiate a timeout, then come back together so you're not simply avoiding the issue. Then find a quiet place to collect your thoughts. Honestly assess your reactions, and decide how best to respond. It's a great way to navigate through emotional issues and to resolve disagreements instead of making them worse. For help building a stronger marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature, I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
I'm here with Washington, Franklin, and Lincoln to illustrate how Quicken Loans can help you save your money.
George, careful! That axe has a very sharp edge.
And an edge is what you'll have with a program like Mortgage First.
Abe, watch those doorways. You're mighty tall.
Another tall order, MyQL, lets you track your loan through every step.
Ben, keep that kite out of the wires.
Here's a shocker. Our 10,000 team members will make your mortgage experience simple. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Nestled in the community of Peach Creek in South County, there's the Peach Creek Vineyards. And this weekend, great time for you to go out there because this is a continuation of the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail. Now, you can get tickets for all the wineries on the wine trail at their website, which is TexasBluebonnetWineTrail.com, or you'll find a link on the Peach Creek Vineyards Facebook page as well. Now, Peach Creek Vineyards, for their part, more than a dozen wines, and they've had those for a couple of years, but they've gotten some new wines. There are three new ones out there, a Regal Red, which is a Texas Malbec, the Valiente, which is a semi-sweet Lenore, and the Tesoro Rojo, which is a dry Lenore that's been oaked. And there'll be more new ones coming, too, but It's a great opportunity for you to go out and kind of be in the country and be in the quiet and enjoy that. You can bring your own snacks if you want to, but also they have snacks available. They're opens from noon to 6 on Saturdays and 1 to 5 on Sundays and other times for special request. Now, a little bit more about the Bluebonnet Trail. What that is, again, it goes on this weekend and next weekend as well. And at each winery, the participants receive 2 free wine tastings and an appetizer portion food pairing to go with it. So get your tickets there for all the wineries that are on the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail and make a special visit to Peach Creek Vineyards. You can follow them at peachcreekvineyards.com and then follow them on the Facebook as well. But a great opportunity this weekend to get together.
Where can you find the finest merchants from Texas and Southern Living States selling specialty gift items, unique home accessories, designer fashions, as well as custom designed jewelry? The only way to find out is to grab your friends and head over to the Premier Market conveniently located at the Brazos County Expo. Shop on Friday and Saturday, April 4th and 5th. For more details, visit Premier Market on Facebook or bvso.org. The Premier Market, an upscale shopping experience you can't afford to miss.
Howdy, hey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:49. Yesterday, we were talking Aggie defense at Aggie Spring Football Practice number 14. We're talking running backs from yesterday, and here's Coach Clarence McKinney on the veritable herd of A&M running backs heading into this season.
Lots and lots of competition. You know, all 4 of those guys have really different skills, and they've had a chance to display them really well, and they've competed every chance they've gotten.
We'll keep it here with A&M football just for a minute, only if it's just kind of with football. Johnny Manziel is reportedly looking into trademarking the phrase, the house that Johnny built, but a company out of Kerrville says they've already laid claim to it. Fitch Estate Sales, a company owned by Manziel's friend Nate Fitch, says it was the first to use the phrase. Fitch's mother, Rachel, declined to comment. Her attorney, Gerald Fowler, told ESPN.com that it was his understanding that Nate and Johnny were going to use the trademark together. On out of Aggie baseball, where they've got an opportunity to make up a little ground in the SEC Western Division as the Aggies host division co-leader Alabama. Crimson Tide enters the series knotted with Mississippi State atop the western side of the division. In what has become a tightly contested conference this season, only 3.5 games separate all 14 teams in the league. Daniel Mengden gets the ball for the Aggies tonight. Spencer Turnbull goes for Alabama. First pitch, 6:35, and then Saturday at 2:05, Sunday at 1:05. And all the action is here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. NASCAR's Jeff Gordon was on the A&M campus yesterday showing off the Aggie Maroon race car, like the one he'll be driving at the race on Sunday. Here's number 24 from the press conference yesterday.
Not only exciting to have a winning organization and team, and a lot of pride from not only its students but all of its alumni and fans around the world, but that's going to put an extreme amount of pressure on our race team this weekend to go out there and do what they've been doing, which is winning.
Also present at the meet and greet was Texas A&M former student and chairman, CEO of Exalta Coating Systems, which to you and me means car paint, Charles Shaver, who is providing the Aggie-themed car to Texas A&M at no cost to the university as an extension of the engineering program. Everything's gearing up for the NCAA Final Four. It's number 1 seed Florida. They'll take on number 7 UConn at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. 2 seed Wisconsin plays number 8 seed Kentucky at 8:50. Both of those games, by the way, on TBS. Texas A&M Golf hosts the Aggie Invitational at Traditions Golf Course this weekend, and Coach JT Higgins says it is a very, very strong field to play golf here.
Yeah, every year, you know, we've got Cal, who is, I think, ranked 2nd in the nation. Oklahoma State's 3rd in the nation. Arkansas, LSU, Kent State. We've got some fantastic golf teams coming in and some great players. You know, Jordan Nyberg from Oklahoma State, he's going to be playing in the Masters next week right after here. So hopefully Traditions gets him ready.
Admission for the tournament is free and begins with 36 holes during the event's opening 2 rounds Saturday and Sunday. Play starts both days at 7:30. After being ignored for the big dance, SMU thundered all the way to the NIT Finals. Unfortunately, Austin Hollins' late 3-pointer crushed the Ponies. Minnesota edged past SMU 65-63 to become the NIT champions. In Major League Baseball, Derek Jeter drove in a run to give the New York Yankees a 4-2 win over the Houston Astros and avoid the sweep. Kevin Durant in the NBA scored 28 points to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat San Antonio 106-94. The win ended the Spurs' 19-game winning streak. Dirk Nowitzki scored 26 points, and the Mavs beat the Los Angeles Clippers for the first time this season, 113-107. On the ice of the NHL, Jean-Michel Lyles had a goal and two assists to lead the Carolina Hurricanes past the Dallas Stars 4-1. The loss kept the Stars knotted with the Coyotes for the last playoff spot in the Western Division. The U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights has opened up an investigation into Florida State's handling of sexual assault allegations against quarterback Jameis Winston and a potential Title IX violation by the university. USA Today Sports first reported the investigation yesterday, and it stems from a complaint filed with the Office of Civil Rights by the accuser in the Winston case. A little closer to home, number 10 Texas A&M men's tennis team will host 29th-ranked Alabama and 36th-ranked Auburn Friday and Saturday at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. First serve set both days at 6 p.m. And Texas A&M travels out of town for the first time with their track and field team to compete in the 30th annual Stanford Invitational that runs today through tomorrow. Some 3,300-plus athletes will be in attendance, both high school and college. It's their version of the Texas Relays. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We've got tickets to Aggie Baseball tonight. Tickets to Aggie Baseball tonight and a parking pass, all right? If you know the answer to the question, which team won five College World Series in a row, 695-1620.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is 5 minutes till. What's the answer? Hello? Okay. Hi, what's the answer?
The Yankees?
No. All right, it's the College Baseball World Series. What's the answer?
LSU.
Nope, thanks. 695-1620. This team won five straight national championships in college baseball.
Sister Mary School for Unwed Mothers.
That's not it. 695-1620. I got Aggie baseball tickets for you for tonight's game, if you know the answer. 695-1620. What's the answer?
Florida.
Nope, thanks. 695-1620. Have they? I guess they have one. All right. Well, hope we get a winner here.
At the brand new Fred and Fred Seafood Market, their motto is, if it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. That's the quality and extremely fresh seafood you'll find at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. If you're looking for Gulf shrimp, redfish, snapper, cod, haddock, and more, it's at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Ask about their ready-to-cook seasoned fish, great for quick and healthy dinners. Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College, just south of the farm patch. Aggie-owned and operated. Fred and Fred Seafood Market. You'll taste the difference.
There you go. 4 minutes till. What's the answer?
USC.
That's it. It's Southern California. You know what years it were?
Sometime in the 70s.
You're right. 70, 71, 72, 73. Yep. Who's this?
Robert Harp.
Harp?
Yes.
All right, Robert, I got a pair of tickets for you for tonight. Okay?
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Awesome.
All right, see you. There you go. They beat Florida State one time, Southern Illinois one time, Arizona, and Miami, Florida. So there. This is a landlord you would not want. In Berlin, a fed-up landlord confronted his deadbeat tenants by using a chainsaw to collect the back rent.
You believe.
Yeah, the tenants called police to the scene. Who'd pull guns to get the landlord to drop the chainsaw.
So they had a gub?
No, the police did.
Oh.
Drop the chainsaw. He's charged with threatening bodily harm, apparently trying to collect 13,000 euros. That's about 18,000 bucks, okay? There's some serious money here. No word on whether the tenants are still in the flat, let alone did they pay for it.
So, gub beach chainsaw.
I think so, at least in that case, if you got enough gubs. David Letterman signing off after 30 years in late-night television.
Yep.
Made the announcement, I guess, a guy from REM actually did it on Twitter, told everybody about it. But he hosted on CBS for 21 years and 11 years on late night at NBC. It's going to be another year, I think. It's sometime in 2015, I was reading this morning, but it comes obviously just weeks after Jimmy Fallon has replaced Jay Leno. And also, David Letterman turns 67 next week. He recently passed Johnny Carson as being the longest-running late-night host. Names out there for replacement? Jon Stewart? Stephen Colbert?
No.
Chelsea Handler?
Maybe.
Ellen DeGeneres? Chris Rock? What? Conan O'Brien? Why would they hire Conan O'Brien? They could have done that if they wanted to.
they already had a shot at that one.
Yeah, exactly. So, did you see that the president did another selfie? This one with Big Poppy from the Boston
Red
Sox?
No.
Yeah. Well, and the little and it's caused a bit of a dust up because he is actually working for Samsung, and Samsung took the selfie and posted it and sent it to 5 million people on a list. So the White House not happy that the president is on any kind of a commercial list, be it Samsung or anything else.
Wow.
Yeah, they